Yeah, I know. I saw that. They want you to shave that off, or what?
They want you to be clean shaven.
Meaning not to have any facial hair?
They prefer that very much.
There's an older guy there. He's got a full-blown beard, and they make him trim all the time. He's like, I'm not shaving it off. You fire me before I shave my beard. He's the coolest old guy. He's like, the reason why, he's like, my wife said she'll leave me if I shave my beard. About his wife had like a dream. He shaved and died in a car accident. And she told, waked up and was like, you can't shave. And I was like, yeah, women will do that to you. They will. When they have irrational thoughts, and then they're like, yeah, just to avoid any more irrationalness, then you're not going to do this now.
You're funny.
I just don't want to shave because it makes me look cool and makes me look older.
It does make you look a lot older. It does. Makes you look very, very older.
Very older.
And then that deep voice, yeah. Uh-huh. You don't look...
Yeah, when I got that sinus infection, I had a little bit of a sore throat, so I ended up getting the deep, deep, deep voice.
Uh-huh.
It's funny to watch people react for the first time because they're definitely not expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
You see the resume. Or they throw something like, what are you twitching back for? Like, I'm going to hit you. You flinched. Why? It's just a voice.
Because they're scared. Because it's a very deep voice.
Jenna liked it.
Because you have a very deep voice.
When I have a sore throat, yeah. I'm trying to find out how, why. Does my Adam's apple go lower and then all the focus is the lower point of my throat?
You gotta learn how to how to do that.
Yeah, I've been trying.
See, there you go. You drop it down and...
Yeah, I've been trying. You know, this is natural. This level right here. But I was thinking my voice being high pitched, and it goes back to that, oh, low self-esteem. Constantly being critical on yourself.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
Yeah, it's time to realize, man. I don't even want to have thoughts. I don't want to even think Chicago exists. Just fell, sunk into the earth, and disappeared forever. No, I guess I can't go there now. It's gone.
That's too funny.
As much as Rockford sucks, it's still like a home feel to this place. It's easy.
It's relaxing, isn't it? You're not so fast-paced like you are in up there.
Yeah, yeah.
Or down there, I should say.
It's like surprising how fast-paced the difference is.
Yeah, it is. L.A. was the same way.
Like, holy crap, where are these people going and why are they in a rush to go there?
Exactly.
I'm tempted to follow people, see where they go. Why are you in such a rush, buddy?
Yep. And then you come here and nobody's...
The time is like, when you first get here, you think, oh, everything's so far away. Like, Elgin seems like it's far away. And then you live out there a long period of time, it's, well, it's up the road.
But up the road really doesn't mean, like, just up the road. I mean, up the road is, you know...
Like Belvedere would
20
be
minutes.
Belvedere would be up the Belvedere and Beloit and all that would be up the road.
Yeah.
Cause like going to St. Charles, it'd be like 25 minutes to get there. And I was thinking, oh, St. Charles is a different county, it's gonna be some guy playing ahead. I was there like 7:50 something. I was like, man. People are out waiting already.
Yeah. They wanna get their stuff done. No one wants to be in court all day.
You walk through a little metal detector. And there, you could have your phone, apparently. I didn't know. And you go through, and I had my boots.
They make you take them off?
No, they set off a metal detector. Because the sole is nailed to the shoe.
Oh.
And everybody calls them shit kickers.
Yeah.
That's just the term for that?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Well, I figured that, but...